Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
On the throne. Father, we thank you for your presence and we magnify your name. Holy Spirit, you are welcome to this place. Do what only you can do. Refine us, fire. Purify us like silver and gold. Let today's service answer for each and everyone in the name of Jesus. Let every force that defiles come under the judgment of God today. In the name of Jesus. Let every filthy garments be rolled away. In the name of Jesus. Give us an encounter with the cross. Give us an encounter with you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, give us an encounter with you tonight. Let no life remain the same again. For all you do, we vow to give you the glory. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Send us a word again tonight. Your word of sanctification. Your word of vengeance. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You a believer in the house, a louder amen, please. The amen can be bigger and louder. Say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we welcome your neighbor to the left. Welcome your neighbor to the left and right. You're welcome to church this morning. God will do you good. Is your service. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Hallelujah. Are you sure you're clapping for Jesus? You can make it bigger and louder. Hallelujah. Help me tell your neighbor that God will fight for you and you will hold your peace. The loudest you can, God will fight for you and you will hold your peace. Tonight, Covenant Day of Vengeance will answer for you. I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 63 and verse 4, the Lord said, "For the day of vengeance is in my heart." He said, "Because the year of my redeem is come." Say with me, this is my year. Louder you can, this is my year. Every force that does not want the year to answer for you comes under the judgment of God today.
Amen.
I didn't hear you say loud amen.
Amen. Romans 12 and verse 19, the Bible says, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, for I will repay, for I will repay. Thus saith the Lord, vengeance is mine, and I will repay." Somebody say louder, amen.
Amen.
Whatever it is that want to defile your destiny, whatever it is that does not want you to enjoy your full redemptive right, they come under the judgment of God this morning.
Amen.
You can say loud, amen, I receive
amen.
That. And so shall it be.
Amen.
What more? Psalm 94 and verse 1. We're already preaching, so you get ready. Psalm 94 and verse 1. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth. Show thyself. Show thyself. Somebody say, Lord, show yourself. Louder, you can say, Lord, show yourself. Media, are you with me? Psalm 94 and verse 1. Everybody look at the screen. Read it. 1, 2, go. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth. Show thyself. Would you shout it loud? Show thyself. Louder, you can say, show thyself. When God show up, your enemy must shut down. I say, when God show up, your enemy must shut down.
Amen.
By your encounter again this morning, your enemy is shutting down.
Amen.
Evil will shut down.
Amen.
Wickedness will shut down.
Amen.
Sickness will shut down.
Amen.
Affliction will shut down.
Amen.
I thought I would hear the louder amen.
Amen.
Death will shut down. Whatever will not make this year become your year, I see them shutting down.
Amen.
You believe God, say it louder. Amen.
Amen.
Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Understanding the pathway to sanctification, part 2. We'll look at this quickly. And then we connect with the anointing for vengeance today. I see God wants to do a quick work because somebody's destiny must be let go.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Psalm 23 and verse 3, the Bible says, "He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake." And that's where we got that teaching from. We began last week Sunday. If you were not here, please check the archive we are building. Understanding the pathways of sanctification. By sanctification, what do we mean? We mean to be totally separated unto God. Totally separated unto God. Sanctification talk about separation. Separation. 2 Timothy 1:19. It says, "For the Lord, this foundation of the Lord standeth sure, for God knoweth them that are his, and let him," 19 please, "that nameth the name of Christ, depart," depart from iniquity. You have to depart. Total separation. Total separation. Somebody say total separation. Louder, you can say total separation. And until you depart, you cannot arrive. You have to leave to arrive. You have to leave to cleave. Praise the Lord. Must depart from iniquity. Must depart from iniquity. Let him that names the name of Christ, let every one of them depart from iniquity. Why? He said, "In a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood, of clay. Some to honor, some to dishonor." 21. He said, "Now, if a man purges himself from these things that want to defile, his vessel becomes a what? A vessel of honor." Somebody say, vessel of honor. Sanctified and meet for the master's use and prepared for what? Every good work. So God does not use everything and God does not use anything. Whatever God will use must go through the process of separation. if you are going to be as valuable to God or valuable to the kingdom, you must be ready to separate from the world and connect to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Your destiny shall not be dashed. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Why do I need to be sanctified? Please note, you need to be sanctified because all our inheritance is accessible and obtainable through sanctification. Somebody say accessible. Louder you can. Accessible. And obtainable. All our inheritance. Acts 20:32. Now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are what? Sanctified. Your inheritance only belongs to you when you are sanctified. Your inheritance only belongs. Now, you don't know what you are missing when you allow the spirit of defilement to begin to come into your life. You don't know what you are missing. Proverbs 1:23. He said, turn ye at my reproof. Proverbs 1:23. Turn at my reproof. I will pour my spirit on you and I will make known my words. Can you see that? I will make known my words. What I make known to you is what begins to reflect in your life. Psalm 25 verse 14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. So you don't fear God. God has nothing to do with you. And he will show them. And it is what he shows them that belongs to them. Whatever God has not shown you, you cannot access. Deuteronomy 29:29. He said, the secret things belongs to God, but the things that are revealed, they belong to us. Can you see that? So what is not revealed is not yet yours. And who will God show it to? Psalm 25:14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. So you can be in church, you can carry your Bible, and still don't have any access. Because it's not to everyone. It's to them that fear him. Somebody say, them that fear him. Yes. Satan will not block your access. As if Satan will not block your access. Satan will not block your access. And according to Revelation 5 verse 12, you can see all your inheritance, at least paraphrased in 7 capsules. What is the Lamb that was slain to receive? Revelation 5:12, please. To receive all these blessings, beginning from power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessings. At least we can summarize everything Jesus died for within these 7 capsules. And these things are not for claim it and receive it. No. He said they are for the sanctified. Are we making sense now? They are what? They sanctified. To give an inheritance among them that are sanctified. You will not miss your inheritance in Jesus' name. Amen. How can you have these blessings and still allow the enemy to take it from you? Somebody say, God forbid. Why sanctification? Number 2, heaven is real and hell is real. Heaven is real and what? 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 John 14, 1 to 3. Let not my heart be troubled, your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. This was Jesus speaking. If it were not so, I won't tell you. Because I'm not a lie, I'm the truth. And I'm the life. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come back again. Somebody say it's coming back again. You better wake up. We are not here for life. This way you are living your life as if life on earth has no end. You must live life with eternity in view. Please, young men, hear this. The Gen Z, you may have not heard this many times, but hear it. I'm also a Gen Z and I'm telling you. I'm also telling you, I'm a Gen Z, I'm telling you. Life. In case you are not aware, life is not forever here. Life here has time. If you like, claim long life, it's only 120. One what? 120, according to scriptures. But life there is not 120. It's forever. It's forever. Jesus will not now say, I'm going to a mansion. For who? It means some people will get there. Tell your neighbor, I'm getting there. Louder, you can say, I'm getting there. Tell your neighbor, you are not aware. My mansion is in heaven. I'm doing all I can to be there. Matthew 25, verse 40 and 41. And the king shall answer and say to them, very, very, and say, inasmuch as you have not done unto me of the least of this, my brethren, you have done it unto me. 41. Then shall he say to them on the left hand, depart from me, you are cursed, into everlasting what? Fire. Prepared for who? Can you see that he didn't prepare it for us, but he told us where he prepared for? Ah, may you not go there. I have set before you life and death. Deuteronomy 30 and 19. He said, choose life. I didn't prepare hell for any human being. So if you find yourself there, you made a choice. Don't blame anybody. You know, I'm weak. Don't blame anyone. You made your choice to be there. Heaven is a choice. Hell is also a choice. Please make the right choice. Please make the right choice. And you know the shocking thing about it? He didn't tell us when he will come. He can come now. You think he's looking at your face? He can come now. Stop living as if everything is all about here. Calm down. Relax, brother. And call yourself to order. If there's anything that wants to take you away from eternity, kill it now before it kills you. Kill it now. Deal with it now. Fight it now. Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death. Kill it now. As we see from scripture, it's not meant for anyone. Hell was not made for man. That is why Jesus came to save us from our sin. Somebody say, I hear. Matthew 1:21. He came to save us. The Son of Man came that he shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin, because it is sin that gets people there. John 3:16, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. Can you see that? Shall not perish on earth or perish in hell. But what will they have? Everlasting life. Lord, I receive your gift of Jesus. I receive your gift of Jesus. But sanctification is non-negotiable. Somebody say non-negotiable. Louder, you can say non-negotiable. It's a non-negotiable requirement for anyone to make it to heaven. Listen to me. You can't go to heaven casually. You can't. So stop living anyhow. Stop living like you like. Because you are not the one that made the heaven. You have to follow the rules of the one that made it. Beware of the confusion that is going about in our world today. Now watch this. Galatians 5, 19 to 21. Let's read this quickly, please. Galatians 5, 19 to 21. Now the works of the flesh are manifested in this. What are they? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations. You see people who like to copy people, just emulating nonsense. Because you saw it somewhere, they call it social media. It's just emulating nonsense. Please don't copy anything that does not glorify God. I don't care if the person calls himself an apostle. Please. Last week I told you the standard. Who is the standard? Please, who is the standard? Pastor Matthew is not your standard, sir. Jesus is the standard for all of us. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher. Stop looking at your brother. Your brother can offend you. Stop looking at your pastor. I can offend you. I can do things that can make you sweat. Why? The nature of man. But Jesus is our standard, sir. If you don't see it in Jesus, please don't copy it. Don't copy it. Let's finish the list. 20 is idolatrous, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, all kinds of preaching going on in our world today. You know, Jesus Christ has forgiven you. Even the sin of the future, he has forgiven you. Grace has covered it all. We know that grace has covered it all. But do we continue in the same sin and that the grace we are bound? No. Grace came to take you out. Grace did not say stay there. Please. 21. Envy is happening in the church now. People are playing competition. Like what? Have you forgotten? That no man race is your race, sir. No man. In the kingdom, we don't compete, we complement. Because listen, we shall all stand before God individually. God will not say, Pastor Matthew, now, brother, whatever, you see, you didn't. No! Matthew will stand on his own. So wake up. You won't fall. We shall make it. So me, I will make it. Envy, 21, drunkenness, revealing, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I'm telling you in the past, that they which do such thing, please finish it with me. You didn't write the Bible. You can't go there in your term. Shall not, period. So wake up. Wake up. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 to 11. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 to 11. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived. No matter who is preaching to you, be not deceived. Neither fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, effeminate, abusers of themselves, weak mankind. Carry on, please. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor jokers, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall what? Shall inherit this kingdom. So there are terms and conditions to get there. It's simple. When you sign contract and you break the contract, what happens? You face the what? Consequences. That's why we have prisons. That's as wise as human being. Prisons. If you don't do it the right way, you go to the place where you are punished for it. None of us will find ourselves there. Amen. Somebody say, believe in amen. Amen. I want you to look at this scripture in New Living Translation. I want to read it so that to help the Gen Zs. Say, Pastor, what do you mean by lasciviousness? You hear now. Let me read it in New Living Translation. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 to 11. Don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God? Look for it, please. New Living Translation. Those who do wrong. Those who do. So you know what is right and you know what is wrong. Wake up. Stop giving excuses for the wrong. Shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Don't be fooled. Don't let any woman be fool you. Pay attention to his word. God's word is true and final. Those who indulge in sexual sin, or who worship what? Idols, or commit adulteries, or are male prostitute, or practice homosexualism. I don't have to say it. The Bible said it. Before you tell me I'm discriminating, the Bible said it. And listen, before you were born, he wrote it. Because he knew that in our day, some people will be thinking nonsense. We claim to be very wise, yet we do stupid things. If everybody married their own, would you be born? From the beginning. Please think for once now. If everybody married their own, if man marry man and woman marry man, will you be born? Will you? I'm already telling them. I'm also telling you. Please, let's think for once, people. We can't be this smart and behave like animals. We can't be this smart and behave like animals. Listen, I don't care the orientation. That orientation is from the gate of hell. You need to bind that spirit. Before you were born, it was written that the time is coming that people will begin to think that way. So that we can adjust ourselves. Will you be born? Maybe we'll just have Adam. And all of us, nowhere. Two of us. No. The wisest God made it Adam and Eve. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Somebody say, I receive grace.
I receive grace.
Let's not give an excuse. God cannot lie. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3. This is the love of God, that we obey his commandment, and his commandment are not grievous. In other words, they are not hard. It's only our hardened heart. I said it last week. They are not hard. It is only our hardened heart. What makes it hard is because our heart is hard. Our heart is hard. May your heart be soft.
Amen.
1 John 3, verse 1 and 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the Son of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because he knew him not. Verse 2, beloved, now we are the sons of God, and does not ye appear what we should be, but we all know when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Verse 3. Let's read together on the screen. Every man that has this hope in him, purify. If you have the hope of getting there, start taking care of those defilements now. Otherwise, you may never make it. God will not ask us to do what he has not empowered us to. As I've said, 1 John 5:3. So when he says in 1 Peter 1, verse 15 and 16, but as he which has called you is holy, so he be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. Please, I want to plead with you, child of God. Don't lose eternity because of earthly opportunity. You will regret it. Don't lose eternity. Mark 8:36. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and he loses his soul? Title, money, fame, nowhere. It won't count. Are you catching that now? It will not count. 1 Corinthians 15:19. If only in this world we have this hope. He said we have all men what? Most miserable. We have all men most miserable. Somebody say, I receive grace. Louder you can say, I receive grace. And the loudest you can please say, I receive grace. And I see God giving you that grace. Say with me, I will make it. You can say louder, say, please, I will make it. What are the pathway to sanctification? Now, what do we do if we need to sanctify ourselves? Number one, engage the power of the blood for your rescue. Hebrews 9:14. Engage the power of the blood. There is power in the blood. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through eternal spirit that was offered unto us without spot, purge our conscience from dead works? Anything that want to deaden your Christianity, the blood can purge it. Somebody say, I hear. Zechariah 9 and 11. It says, as for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have set the prisoner out of the pit. If there's anything that wants to hold you down in affliction, in addiction, you can break it. That prison, you can break it by the blood of the covenant. You can break it. Don't let the devil tell you you can live with it. No. Think, for instance, when you were born, were you born with it? Church, talk to me. Were you born with it? Immediately you were born, you became a talkative. And just started talking from the... Immediately you were born, you came out with the cigarette. And you said, Mommy, I'm here on this world now. Were you born with it? You picked it somehow. You learnt it. The same way you can relearn. You can reject. You can delete. That garbage that came to your computer, you can delete it. You can delete it. Satan tells you you can't. I can tell you the truth, brother. You can. Don't sell off to the lie of the devil. He has never said the truth. Who told you are addicted to adultery? Who told you are addicted to that thing? Who told you? It's Satan that makes you think you can't break it. Jesus has set me free. Why should I be bound? Why should I be bound? Whosoever the Son of Man set free, John 8:36, that man is free indeed. Say with me, I'm free indeed. Louder you can say, I'm free indeed. The loudest you can say, I'm free indeed. Say with me, Satan, you can't hold me down.
Louder, you can't, Satan, you can't hold me down. I am free indeed. Number two, continue in fellowship with the saints. Continue is a prescription for the security of your redemption destiny. I'm pleading with you, please. Fellowship was prescribed by Jesus to preserve us. Hebrews 3:13, as I exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Check it out. Can you see that? Exhort one another. Hebrews 10:25. Not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves together, as the manner of some is becoming. As some people now, because of the new technology world of online, and has taken many offline. Please listen to me. Your iPad and your iPhone or your Samsung on your internet will never be a substitute to fellowship. It is only a supplement, not a substitute. It does not cancel Psalm 100, verse 133. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren, check it out, please, to come together. To come together, 133. Brethren must come together. Anything that does not want you to come together, please begin to fight it. Begin to fight it. In the gathering, Psalm 84, verse 7, they grow from strength to strength. Every one of them that appeareth. Kamonte berekosa parabaya. I want you to see Zion as a washing station. Somebody say washing station. Let me show you how it works. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 to 24, look at the scripture very quickly. We quote it most of the time. You have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. Listen, coming to church, going to fellowship is called Zion. Zion is the gathering of the brethren together. That's what Zion is. So Zion can be our WSF. When we say gather on Saturday, is Zion. The brethren coming together. He said, you have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. Look at it. The heavenly what? Jerusalem. And to the innumerable company of angels. Can you see people who gather when me and you come? We may not see them physically, but spiritually, there are angels all around here. Angels. To the general assembly of the church of the firstborn. So it's emphasizing to you that Zion means church, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all. You will always hear me say, God is here before we came. So God is here. Are you seeing that now? And it says, and to the spirit of just men made perfect. What are we talking about? Elijah is here. Moses is here. The spirit of Abraham is here. So you are fellowshipping with heavenly entities. And I like this. Go to the next place. It says, and to Jesus, the mediator of who? The new covenant. And to the blood of what? And what does the blood do? He washes. That's why you notice, you come to church, and before you know it, you just say, I had a headache, but my headache left when I came. Nobody prayed. These are the things you are interacting with when you are in church. These are the things you miss when you are not. All this online that is disturbing us and distorting us, Lord help us. This year makes it my 34 years in the Lord by grace in March.
34 of being saved. You can't count in five fingers how many Sundays I've missed church. You can ask my parent. Five. What will I be doing? Where will I be? There's no holiday I go. Sunday I must get back. I don't know how Christians feel. When they are not, I don't feel good though. I'm serious. And it's not when I was a pastor. I became a pastor this year, making 16 years in pastorship. So you can look at the year in brothership.
There's anyone like that.
Say, so, well, it's because he's a pastor. That's why. Please keep quiet. We started this thing even before some of you were born. 11 years, 12 years. One of those days, I was very sick. And I told my mom, please take me to church. I know if I get to church, I'm going to be healed. Very sick. She took me, and they took me to the altar those days, the way it is, and they lined me there. By the time they finished everything, the young boy was jumping and was moving. Nobody prayed. It's called Zion. Somebody say Zion. Zion. Louder, you can say Zion. Zion. You don't know what you are missing. There are some of you, you are arguing with God because you are the one that make the rule. You know, we can just worship God anyhow. We don't have to be in the church. We don't have to be in the building. The church is us. Are we arguing with you? Nobody said you are not the church. But you cannot break the scripture. Brethren must still come together. Because fire must enter fire. The Bible says, iron sharpens iron. May you receive grace. Because these days, people are now behaving as if they are the one that wrote the Bible. The Lord will help us. Everything that want to take you out of fellowship, I pray that the Lord will take it away from your life. Now, for instance, I will tell you the truth. One of the ways you know you are backsliding is when you begin to give excuses why you should not come to church again. That's one way you know. That's one way you know. You are not in church, you don't feel anything. You don't go to WSF, you don't go to midweeks. Sunday, well, you know, I'm tired, you know. Let's just, even God knows that we are tired. You just want to feel good. You want to give excuses so that you feel good to the detriment of your destiny. Please say no to the devil. Somebody say, I receive grace.
I receive grace.
What else? Engage the name of Jesus. Proverbs 18:10 is a weapon. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. Engage the name. Philippians 2:9-11 is that the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So engage the name against that spirit that want to defile you. I was telling them here on Wednesday, I said, a lot of us, we have weapons, but we are not using it. These are the spiritual weapon. Again, let me remind you, the devil is not a physical person. He's a spiritual world person. And most of the things that are doing us as for spiritual. If we don't deal with it spiritually, they keep having effect physically. We deal with the root. I used to have friends those days. This guy would take communion. He was an addict to smoking. He would just, when he started feeling it, he would just go and carry communion and start putting it in the mouth and say, Satan, let me see how you will come and destroy the blood in my mouth. I'm telling the truth. That guy walked out of addiction because he knew his weapon. He believed in the weapon and he came out of it. You keep giving excuses. Well, God understands. God knows it's my weakness. I am trying, Sha. I'm trying. God knows I'm trying. Sha trying. Be trying. Be Sha trying. Finally, flee from all appearance of evil. Somebody say, I hear. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. He didn't say pray. He said flee. abstain from all appearances of evil. 1 Thessalonians 5:22, please. Abstain. Flee. 1 Corinthians 6:18. Flee fornication. Flee. Flee. Don't say we fell. No, we didn't fall. Your eyes were open. Flee. You see something that is looking like enmity between you and God. What do you do? Help me tap your neighbor and say, never negotiate with the devil. It can never be to your advantage. Tell your neighbor again, never negotiate with the devil. It will never work in your advantage. 2 Timothy 2:22. Youth, flee youthful lust. Just flee. In other words, run. Somebody say run. Escape for your life. Run. 1 Timothy 6:10 to 12. The love of money is the root of all evil. Verse 11. But thou, O man of God, flee. The Bible prescribes flee. Don't pray. Stop saying I'm praying. There's a time to pray and there's a time to what? Run. Particularly when you know it's coming too much. Run. Never negotiate with the devil. It will never be to your advantage. Adam and Eve thought it would be. Never. Never. When Satan came to Jesus, Jesus never negotiated. It is written. It is written. It is written. And devil left him. Somebody say, I receive grace. We are learning the pathway to breaking this thing so that we don't make the devil feel he has all the power. We also have the power. And we receive that grace in Jesus' precious name. What are the costs of ungodliness? Number one is that it will block your access to supernatural breakthrough. When things are beginning to break down in your life, check. You may have broken rank in some area. Just check. Proverbs 1:23. Proverbs 28 and verse 13. He that covereth his sin, the Bible says, shall not prosper. In other words, cannot break through. It can only break down. Isaiah 61 to 3. Please note this down. Number two, it blocks your access to divine wisdom. Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So if you want wisdom, the right way, the right things, the right where to go, you must live in the fear of God. Number three, it will steer shame and reproach. Somebody say, God forbid. Louder you can say, God forbid. Proverbs 14:23, the righteous. Righteousness exalts a nation. He said, but sin is a reproach to any person. No matter his title, sin becomes a reproach, an hindrance, a blockage. Sin will always sink the destiny. Beware. Number four, it blocks your access to eternity with Christ. And that's what we said. If you are going to make it to eternity, then you must deal with the man called sin and his consequences. Matthew 7, 23 and 22, 23, sorry. 22, 23. Matthew 7, 22, 23. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, have I not prophesied in your name? In your name I've cast out demons. In your name I've done these wonderful works. Then I will say to them, I knew you not. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. So the work of iniquity blocks your access to eternity. Somebody say, God forbid. As we begin to come into close, please let's remember that the mind is the battlefield. What did I say? What did I say, please? What did I say, please? Mark 7, 21 and 23. Please pay attention to me. This is very vital. From within, out of the heart of a man, proceed evil thoughts. Adultery, fornication, murders. Carry on, please. Theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blaspheming, pride, foolishness. 23. All these evil things comes from within. And it's not from outside. You have to fight it from inside. Stephen Covey put it this way. He says, sow a thought, you reap an action. Sow an action, you reap an habit. Sow a habit, you reap a character. Sow a character, you reap a destiny. So your destiny begins from your thoughts. Can you see that? It all starts from imagination before it becomes an action. James chapter 1 verse 13. Please, media, put this very quickly. Because, you see, you must know how to... Satan is a very, very tricky person. And you must know how to fight him. Let no man say when he's tempted of God. For God cannot tempt with evil. Neither tempted he any man. So where is our temptation coming from? Verse 14. Everybody, read with me. One, two, go. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. And you said Satan tempt you. No, you tempted yourself. The word lust means evil desire. That's where all our thing comes from. It always comes from inside. Before you do it outside, it came from inside. That evil thoughts, that evil thing you are thinking, that's where it starts from. Every man, including the pastor, every man is drawn by his lust. Somebody say, God forbid. Verse 15. When lust is conceived, can you see that? It brings forth sin, action. And when sin is finished, where does it go to? Death. That's why you shouldn't get there. So immediately the thought comes, what should you do? Cast it down immediately. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, all the way to 6. Cast it down, verse 5. Cast it down, imagination. And anything that want to defile you, cast it down. Don't think it twice. If you think it once, it may be a mistake. But once you start thinking it twice, it's no longer a mistake. It's what you wanted. If you see it first, you see the fine girl, no problem. It may be a mistake. But by the time you stand and you keep watching and keep looking, it's no longer a mistake. You have been drawn to it. I'm telling you the truth. Doing it once may be a mistake, but doing it twice is no longer a mistake. You have consciously abided in it. Cast it down. Tell your neighbor, cast it down. Tell your neighbor, you can cast it down. Tell your neighbor, you can cast it down. Tell your neighbor, you can cast it down. Even the child is preaching. To God alone be the glory. Victory is first determined in the mind before it turns out to be a reality. As far as your eyes can see, that is what God will give. Only those who see themselves able to possess the land ever possess it. Remember, you must see that you are able. Somebody say, I am able. Louder, you can say, I am able. As we saw in Caleb and Joshua and the other 10 spies, the 10 said we cannot. The other 2 said we can, and they could. We must discipline our mind to think in line with scriptures so as to secure our glorious destiny. Somebody say, I hear. Proverbs 23:7. It says, guide your heart with all diligence. Out of it comes the issue of life. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Everything that is defiling you inside by the blood of Jesus, I see it being rolled away today. As we pray, I want you to know, today is our covenant day of vengeance, and it is clear that God does not avenge for everyone. In Luke 18, verse 7 and verse 8, as we get ready to pray, Luke 18, 7 and 8. Please, let's put it on the screen. How shall not God avenge his own elect, which crieth what? Day and night, though he bear long. How shall not God avenge his own elect, his elect? God does not fight for his enemies. God only fights for his children. Verse 8, he said, I tell you now, he will avenge them speedily. Somebody say speedily. I see speedy vengeance answering for you. I thought I would hear your loud amen. I say, I see speedy vengeance answering for you. 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 Vengeance is the redemptive right of every child of God. The redemptive right of every child of God, according to the scriptures that have been read, Luke 18, 7 and 8. The redemptive right. And somebody saying, why should God avenge? God needs to avenge for you because the devil does not want your destiny to strive. So God must fight for you so that you can hold your peace. The enemy must be shut down so that your destiny can break through. And that's what God is doing for us today. Somebody will say, believe in amen. In Exodus chapter 4, verse 22 to 23, look at what the word says. God was speaking concerning the children of Israel. He said, I tell you, Exodus, please, sorry, chapter 4, verse 22 and 23. Let me read that quickly. He said, and thou shalt say to Pharaoh, thus says the Lord, Israel is my son. Can you see that? It's for only children. Even my firstborn, Israel. Verse 23. He said, I say to you, let my son go that they may serve me. If you refuse to let them go, behold, I will slay your own son. Somebody say, Lord, do it. In other words, anything that does not want you to go, God will slay it out of your life. You won't say a louder amen? I say, I see God slaying it out of your life. And we saw how God did it for the children of Israel. The children of Israel entered into full liberty. And the children of Egypt was put in bondage and captivated, including Pharaoh and the God of Pharaoh, were finally terminated. Everything that want to terminate your destiny, God will terminate it. Amen. I say, God will terminate it. Amen. I say, God will terminate it. Amen. And I say, God will terminate it. Amen. You believe God, say louder, amen. Amen. I say, you believe God, say louder, amen. Amen. You believe God, say louder, amen. Amen. Psalm 7, verse 9 to 11, and then we'll begin to pray. Psalm 7. Verse 9 to 11. Everyone read one to go. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the earth and the reins. Verse next. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in his earth. And 11. God judge the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Shall we rise up on our feet? He is angry with what? The wicked every day. Satan is a wicked one. He is angry with the wicked every day. Everything that wants to hold me down. Lord, please fight for me. Rise for me. Psalm 68, verse 1. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Listen to me. That habit is an enemy. I'm telling you the truth. Lord, arise and kill this negative habit in my life. In the name of Jesus. My destiny must not be dashed. Lord, arise. Fight my battles. Lord, arise. And fight my battles. Is somebody lifting up their voice to talk to God? Lord, arise. And fight my battles. This battle is beyond me, but arise. But arise. But arise. And fight my battles. And fight my battles. Lord, arise. And fight my battles. Lord, arise. Pray the prayer you understand, please. Lord, arise. Somebody lift up your voice. Jesus. Every form of slavery, every form of affliction and addiction, Lord, arise. Loose me from this force of defilement. Lord, arise. Avenge for me. Fight my battles. Avenge for me. Fight my battles. Oh God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show yourself in my life. Lord, show yourself. I am tired of this status quo. I am tired of this status quo. I am tired of going in and coming out. Lord, arise. Lord, arise. Lord, arise. Manamone keria tola gata ya balabaya. Shakwa parate ketomane. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Before we administer the anointing, very quickly, God will only avenge his elect. Please, people of God, the preaching I have preached today, I want to say it again so that the devil will not confuse you. It's not to condemn you. The word of God does not condemn us. The word of God reveals to us where we are wrong. But look at what the Bible says, as we have read. He that covereth his sin, it says, shall not prosper. In 1 John chapter 1, you start reading from verse 7 all the way downward. He says, if we say we have not sinned, we call ourselves, we are a liar, we deceive ourselves. Say, but if we confess and forsake our sin, he said he is faithful and he is just to forgive us and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. That's the way God works. God will reveal to you and tell you, do you want a change? If you say yes, he will say, my son, come, let me change. But Satan will tell you, no, you are too bad, you can't change. You have gone too deep, you can't come out. That's a lie from the pit of hell. It's a lie. I want to pray for anyone who wants to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to make it to this heaven, but I can see that from the conditions, there are many conditions I am not meeting. But I want to make it right this morning. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Salvation is the way to eternity, is the way to heaven. Jesus is the truth and the life. Please give me the privilege. Let me pray for you. That will be the best thing we do, even in this service tonight. Nowhere is too far. Nowhere. Wherever you are, lift up your right hand. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I'm truthful. I don't want to deceive myself again. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Please, wherever you are, if you lift up your right hand,
take a bold step. I'm waiting for you on the altar. God bless you. My brother, please come. Those of us who lift up our hands, please come. God bless you. I'm waiting for you. Please come. That young man, come. That young woman, come. You are making the best decision. Please come. Please come. Please come. Please come. Please come. Please come. Please come.
I surrender all to you.
Wherever you are, please come.
Everything I give.
Wherever you are, please come. Nowhere is too far. This is the reason God brought you to church this morning, to reconnect you back with Him. God bless you as we do. Please, wherever you are, please come. 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 God bless you. Please come. God bless you. Please come. God bless you.
Everything I give, to you.
Thank you, Jesus. Now hold on. Satan will tell you you don't have to. Don't listen to him. He always is a liar. He will tell you you are just fine. No, you are not. You have tried all you could, but you are not able. Why not come and surrender him? Jesus, I'm surrendering from you. I also want to pray for anybody here. You used to be a Christian. You are born again before. But life has happened, and you are seeing yourself, you are going back. You are going back. You have lost your peace. You have lost your joy. The joy of your salvation is no longer there. The fire is no longer there. I can pray for you now, and you can rededicate and be fully restored. I also want to pray for you. That's the second category. Anywhere you are, please come to the altar. Let's pray for you. God bless you as you do. You want to be born again, and you want to rededicate your life. Wherever you are, please come forward. God bless you. Church, let's celebrate Jesus as we receive anyone that wants to come to front right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, we give you thanks. We give you the praise. And we give you the glory. Those of us in front, put your right hand on your chest and begin to present yourself to Jesus. Begin to tell him how you feel. Tell him what you want. Lord, I want to be saved. I want you to help me. Express yourself. It's your Father. Don't be shy. Don't be worried. Don't condemn yourself. Free. He's hearing you this morning, and it will transform your life. In the name of Jesus. Father, we say thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please pray with me very quickly. Say with me, Lord Jesus. Say this prayer, Lord Jesus. I come to you today in total surrender. I cannot help myself. I need your forgiveness and I need your help. Jesus, with your precious blood, have mercy on me. Cleanse me. Give me a new beginning. From today, I confess you as my Lord and my Savior. And I will live for you all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let me pray for you, Father. Everyone that have come forward this morning, we receive grace for them to begin to live the life of Christ. Every voice of condemnation we quench, and the voice of acceptance we released. You will serve the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Church, you say louder amen, please. The Lord bless you for your decision. Please open your eyes. You go with our kingdom friends. They will go and meet you. You go and meet our pastors. They will help you with the decisions that you have made. God bless you. Church, clap your hands for Jesus as they are stepping out. God bless you. God bless you. Shall we rise on our feet if you have not? And take your bottle of anointing oil. We're going to be praying and anointing ourselves in this service. Very quickly. Take your bottle of oil. If your neighbor don't have, help them with the sip as much as you can as we pray right now. Hallelujah. Now don't forget, as the oil is being poured, According to 1 Samuel 16 and 13, he said the oil was poured on David and the Spirit of God came upon him from that day. Hallelujah. Somebody say the Spirit of God. Louder, you can say the Spirit of God. 1 Samuel 16, 13. That's what will happen to you. As the oil is coming on you, the Spirit of God will come upon you afresh. I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
What will that Spirit do? In Romans 8, verse 13, hear what the word says. It says, for if we live after the flesh, Romans 8, 13, it says, we shall die. It says, but if we through the Spirit mortify the deeds of the body, it says, we shall live. As this anointing comes on you by the Spirit of God, every spirit of defilement is mortified this morning.
Amen.
I thought I would hear your loud amen. I said, I thought I would hear your loud amen.
Amen.
Don't forget, he is called the Holy Spirit so that we can live a holy life. Somebody say, Holy Spirit. Louder, you can say, Holy Spirit. Loudest, you can say, Holy Spirit. Loudest, you can say, Holy Spirit. Empower me to live a holy life. Loudest, you can say, Holy Spirit. Empower me to live a holy life. Say louder, amen.
Amen.
And what more? Isaiah 10, 27. In that day, he said, the yoke shall be taken off their shoulder and from your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. So every yoke of addiction, defilement, every nature that is holding you down that you don't like, as we partake of the anointing, that yoke is broken off your life. I said that yoke is broken off your life. I said that yoke is broken off your life. I said that yoke is broken off your life. Sickness is broken off your life. Affliction is broken off your life. Addiction is broken off your life. Every form of defilement is broken off your life. In the name of Jesus, by the liberty of the Spirit, be empowered to begin to live a life that pleases God. Somebody believe God, say louder, amen. Finally, the Spirit of God is the spirit of vengeance. As that oil comes on you, every negative force, I see the Spirit of vengeance answering for you. In the name of Jesus. Anything that does not want you to strive, to glorify God, to please God, to enjoy the year, I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost that they are cut down for you in the name of Jesus. I said they are cut down for you in the name of Jesus. I said they are cut down for you in the name of Jesus. They are cut down for you in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Say with me as I anoint myself. Is the anointing of vengeance against all forms of defilement and all forms of destiny restrictors. Every force that want to resist my destiny, by the power and the anointing, you are judged today in the name of Jesus. Put that oil on your head and begin to give God thanks. It is done, Father. It is done. Give him praise, give him glory, give him honor, and give him adoration. The content of your bottle is blessed. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Somebody have anointed themselves. Lift up your voice and begin to give God thanks for your victory. Give God thanks for your victory. Give God thanks for your victory. Choir, sing us one song and let's celebrate God. Hallelujah. Boys and celebrate God for your victory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. are singing a song of victory.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.